Tucker Carlson blames political power on surging crime, no hope until it's taken seriously. By Trent Baker on April 18, 2022. On Monday, Fox News Channel host Tucker Carlson laid the rising crime across the United States at the feet of the angry white liberal academics, who he said held all of the political power in the nation's major cities. In an appearance on Fox and Friends, Carlson agreed with New York City Mayor Eric Adams' assertion that woke policies were creating the uptick in crime and called on him to refund the police and bring back stop and frisk. "I mean, they are shocked. If you get rid of cops, you get more crime and punishment." "Exactly, that's right," Carlson emphasized. "If you let people out of jail, as long as they weren't at the Capitol on January 6th, if you let everybody else out of jail, you get more violence. And there is nothing shocking about this. It's been almost exactly 2 years since the experiment began, since George Floyd died, Memorial Day 2020, and they've gotten exactly what we knew they would get." He continued, "Eric Adams is a guy who could fix this. I mean, he was a subway cop. He won the mayor's race by talking about crime. The question is, can he do it? I mean, I am skeptical. You are seeing Eric Adams, Al Sharpton, you know, traditional left-wing political leaders say this is just terrible for poor people, for everybody, but you wonder if they actually have the political power to refund the police and to start stop and frisk again and to punish gun crimes. I mean, the thing nobody mentions is for all the talk of gun control and how we need to take your guns away and you are not allowed to defend yourself, they are letting people who have been found with illegal guns in the commission of crimes out of jail. So, they are actually not enforcing gun laws at all. And, you know, that is a huge problem." According to Carlson, efforts to defund the police are not ideas that started in the black community. "I mean, if you want to be blunt about it, these are not ideas that started in the black community," he argued. "These are the angry white liberal academic ideas, and that is a tiny minority of New York, but that is where all of the political power is. And so, you've got to wonder, like, can Eric Adams do something about it?" Follow Trent Baker on Twitter @MagnifyTrent.